Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I was charged $60-something from you guys, $67.32. And I emailed today. I didn't want a membership because I had another company do the same thing. So I would like no membership and a refund of my $67, please.
Can I have that zip code, sir?
46113.
Okay, so can I have your first and last name, please?
David Parker.
Okay. Okay, David, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
8847 Medora Drive, Apartment 2G, Canby, Indiana, 46113.
Okay, thank you for the information, Dave. Just give me a moment. The system is still loading. Okay, so I do have an account, sir, pulled up, and I do see that charge you're speaking of for the $67.32, and that's December 29th. That, sir, that is a membership to that drone that you purchased on December 24th. The drone was supposed to have been free. Yeah, the drone was supposed to have been free. That's what they told you. And you supposed to have been only paid the $8.25 shipping and handling. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes,
but
sir.
But I didn't know that I had to pay.
Yes, sir. For
no,
some,
yes,
sir.
I
for
want
some
a
reason.
Refund. I am not paying $67.
Well, sir, it was stated in the terms and conditions. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to read it. It's probably in the fine print. A lot of people don't like to read the terms and conditions. But some do. And it had it up there, I guess, after he placed the order. It probably didn't pop up until he placed the order. And it would have stated that this is a membership comes with this, and it is a monthly thing. And with that membership, you get a voucher and stuff.
Okay, I don't care. I just want a refund.
Well, I'm not going to be able to refund you, sir. If this is a valid charge, I can give you some of your money back, but not the full amount.
How much?
Hold on.
I already paid the $8.25.
Yes,
for
sir.
The drone. That's what the drone cost.
Yes, sir.
You said it was free, but it's not.
I paid
$8.25.
Yes, sir. But this $67.32 isn't for the drone. It's for the membership that comes with the drone. And with that membership, you get a voucher for $199 to purchase items off the online gadget store. And with that voucher, you can purchase items for $199 with the voucher.
I don't want that.
Okay, hold on.
I want my full refund, just like I had the same problem with another company earlier. The same exact thing. They refunded me, no problem.
Well, I don't have anything to do with that company. I'm just going by this as a valid charge.
Well,
I
want to speak to a supervisor then. Please.
No, sir. We follow the same protocol. So the supervisor going to tell you the same thing.
I don't care. I want a refund. I didn't ask for a membership.
Sir, you
guys can't prove that it was in the terms and conditions.
Sir, it was. Yes, it was. It was on the terms and conditions. Yes, it was. Because some people read it. You just didn't read it.
How do you know?
You didn't
How
read.
How do you know
you,
that the terms and conditions was what
the
actual?
They was on there. You could, because you got to click on it, sir. You got to click on where it says terms and conditions. You have to click on the word.
Okay, but even still,
that's
a dirty trick that a company plays on somebody, so I want my damn money back. It's ridiculous. That's nothing but a shady trick. It's like a Ponzi scheme.
Well, if it's a scheme, sir, why
that's
would you
water
it?
That's a dirty freaking trick. No.
If
either
it was
you
a
guys
scheme.
Need my full money back, or you're going on the Better Business Bureau and blasting all over social media, because that is junk. That is shady.
If it's shady, sir, why would you put your credit card information and order something if you thought it was shady?
Because if I thought it was shady, I wouldn't have done it. You just told me it's shady.
I didn't tell you nothing was shady. I said you got terms and conditions. You should have read it.
Terms and conditions usually don't come with purchases.
Yes, it does. Everything. Yes, it does. When something said it's
the only terms and conditions is that it's a sale and then possible refunds and returns. That's what terms and conditions actually apply. It's a mini contract. So I want my refund from this shady company.
Ooh, I sweat it. Guess I want some refund.
Hello? So we're just going to sit on the phone now, really?
Sir, hold on. That is involve a lot of typing, so I'm trying to notate this. Okay, like, sir, I can't tamper with the charging, and I'm only following protocol. Now with that, I can offer you 50% half of that back. And cancel the account out so you won't have no more further charges, because this is a monthly thing. Hello?
Yeah, and I want money back. I
yes,
don't care about the membership. 50%. I don't want the membership.
Sir. That's what I'm saying, sir. I can only offer you half, 50% back, sir.
No, I want my full refund. Your company is shady.
It's not
that's
shady,
a shady
sir.
Way to
that's
do business.
Your fault. You didn't read the terms and conditions, sir.
It's called taking advantage of a consumer. That's actually what it's called.
No, sir. Some people actually read it, sir. I'm sorry if you didn't read that. But I'm not going to say it's shady. It's just that you didn't read the terms and conditions, sir.
No, there's... Unless the company wants a membership like yours, they don't do that. That's shady. You advertise a drone online for this amount of money, you go to pay for it, and then you sneak something in the clause that says, hey, if you don't cancel by this time, that's shady as fuck. Super shady.
Now, who would come and send get a drone and pay shipping in hand? Do you know how much a drone costs? Well, you should have known, sir, there's something.
No, it depends on the size. There's small drones that aren't expensive. Plenty of them.
Oof. Oh, Lord Jesus, job, I swear to God, these people. Oh, God, help me right now, Father. Okay. Okay, sir, I tried to offer you, and you declined the 50%.
Yeah, because I want a full refund from the shadiness.
Okay, well, I just canceled your account out.
You what?
I already canceled your account out, so there's nothing else I can do. You declined the 50%, so the account is canceled, so you don't have any other further charges.
Okay, then transfer me to the supervisor.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the way it works.
Yes, sir. We all follow the same protocol. I'm sorry.
That doesn't matter. If I want to speak to a supervisor, I'm a consumer.
Yes, sir. I offer you.
You really don't have
sense.
The authority to say
yes,
no.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys are definitely the Better Business Bureau. All right, give me the 50%. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hold on, sir. Hold on.
Ridiculous.
Hold on, sir. Okay, sir, so I was able, so I apologize for the misunderstanding, but I was able to give you a full refund back for the $67.32, and you should receive that back in 3 to 5 days on your card.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, do you have anything to write down for your cancellation number?
It probably came in an email. Let's see here. Nope, I didn't get a cancel email. All right, what's the number?
Okay, it is C as in cat 263-584-371.
So 263-584-371.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.